This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. These days, just about every coffee shop, bookstore, and restaurant touts a free Wi-Fi hotspot as a perk of being a customer. It is so convenient that in many cases, you don't even need to sign into the network. Your phone just connects you automatically. But as is often the case with technology, free Wi-Fi comes at a substantial price: your digital security. Rob Fleischman is Chief Technology Officer at Zero Coal and our Chief Explainer of All Things Wired. And Rob, it's always nice to have you in the studio.
Great to be here, Taylor. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics. How do Wi-Fi hotspots actually work when you're using them in public places?
Well, you have to think about a Wi-Fi hotspot as your internet connection when you're at home. So when you're at home, you have your computer plugged in or connected via wireless network to your local network and perhaps through your cable modem or DSL modem out to the internet. And the thing that's nice about having your connectivity at home is it's just like your house. Your house has a front door, it has walls, it has windows. Those things protect you.
Sure.
Just like your cable modem and your DSL modem at home protect you. For example, me in my home, I can't necessarily connect to the devices in your home because I'd have to go through your cable modem or Wi-Fi router that is provisioned by either you or your internet provider. There are things in there that do filtering and firewalling to prevent out bad traffic. But when you bring your device, your laptop, your phone, to a Wi-Fi hotspot, your device doesn't know that it's not at home, connects to the internet, and away you go. The difference is that when you're in a Wi-Fi hotspot, it's kind of like inviting a whole bunch of people you don't know into your home and letting them plug into your network. The guy at the table next door in Starbucks, he's, you know, a peer of yours now. It's like his computer is plugged into your home network.
And you made a good point. You know, your phone will just automatically connect to a hotspot when I'm visiting a new place. Now, how does that happen, or is that a dangerous thing?
It's actually a very dangerous thing. I'm really saddened that almost all of our devices do that automatically. Let me give you an example. Very common hotspot names might be things like a wireless carrier like AT&T or Verizon or Starbucks.
Right.
Or free Wi-Fi. You know, there are all those things that you see and you know, you say, oh, wow, this is great. I'll connect to that. And then what happens is your phone remembers that. Says, ah, or your computer remembers that. Says, oh, I remember AT&T. That's a free Wi-Fi. And if I see it with that name, I'll just automatically connect to it. And if it has no password, boom, I'm online. So let's say, for example, I'm a bad guy. I might sit in the airport and create a hotspot with the name AT&T. And as you walk by, your phone will just say, oh, wow, look at that. Your phone's sitting in your pocket.
Just because of the name?
Just because the name matches something it used to connect to. So boom, it'll automatically connect, and there you go. I'll be connected to you just like a peer.
Okay, so say this happens. Now I'm connected to a hotspot created by a bad guy, a hacker.
That's correct.
What can he do from there?
Well, there are two things that are interesting. First of all, once he's connected to you, there's generally no firewall between you. So he can probe your device. He can try and see what's going on your device. In addition, he can watch your traffic. So let's say your device goes out and, you know, pings your email provider or website or some app is running. He can watch that traffic and snoop it. So if any of that traffic isn't completely encrypted, the bad guy can watch and see everything you do. And finally, and the worst thing is that really malicious people can create fake versions of known websites. So for example, let's say I create my own Wi-Fi hotspot and you connect.
Okay.
And you say, I want to go to Google. Well, I can say, oh, look, Taylor's phone is asking for Google. I won't send that off to the real Google. I'll respond like I'm Google. And then Taylor's talking to my computer, not the real Google computer.
So he'd reroute me to a page that he created.
That's correct.
And maybe that could be, you know, a login for a bank account.
Exactly.
Or that could be anything.
It could be anything. That's okay. The real problem. You might be tricked into logging in, giving your account credentials. Now, there are a lot of the banking sites, if you'll notice, have things, you know, you type your username and then it comes back with some picture that maybe you pre-configured. And
yes.
Those are terrific. I know all my banking sites do that. And you got to watch for that because a guy who's spoofing, he wouldn't know that, you know, Taylor Quimby has a picture of puppies that comes up when he types his username in.
How did you know it was puppies?
Well, you know, you're just kind of puppy guy. But there are a lot of protections to do that, but not everyone sees that. And nobody really sees that if they're inside of an app, right? The apps are doing connections behind the scenes. So there are pretty much three scary things that can happen when you connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot. The first thing is you're not behind a firewall. So your device, your computer can be probed by all the people that are in the hotspot. The second thing is traffic snooping. If you connect to a hotspot and it's being put out by someone who's evil, they can look at all of your data up and down the internet. And then the third thing is they can fake websites that you might be going to or any type of destination.
Now, are we talking about say this theoretical hacker, are we talking about somebody who is like top of the line hacker, like there's really only, you know, a handful of these master spy hackers out there? Or are we talking about anybody who does a little research online, can afford the equipment by themselves? I'm like, where's the status of this hacker?
Sadly, the status is going down. I'd say a few years ago, you're talking about people who are quite sophisticated. But now the tools are getting easier and easier to find. So being able to set up your own Wi-Fi hotspot and snoop all those packets, that's pretty easy. I mean, you can do some Googling and figure out how to do that. So the bar to getting into this business is getting lower.
Well, if that's the case, then we need to come up with a way to protect ourselves. So what should we be doing differently, assuming that we don't want to completely avoid using Wi-Fi in public places at all?
The first thing I would do is in almost all your devices, there's an ask to join icon that comes up when you first connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot. And you want to enable that. What I mean by that is when your computer or your phone sees a network it wants to connect to, it should pop up a dialog box and say, hey, Taylor, do you want me to connect to this? Now, you're sitting in Starbucks and all of a sudden it says T-Mobile or AT&T. You want to say, geez, is this a T-Mobile or AT&T place? Do I want to connect to that? It just gets you involved so it doesn't automatically connect to something that might be bad.
So opt-in rather than automatic.
Exactly. The second thing I would do is occasionally, and I do this myself, clear all the Wi-Fi hotspots in your computer or phone. And that can be done through the network settings. You know, it's reset network settings and it'll clear all the known hotspots because, you know, you might have hundreds, thousands listed there. And some of them might be auto-connect. So I'd recommend you do that. From then on, you'll be obviously prompted for anything new. And then the third thing is be very careful about accessing sensitive places from free Wi-Fi hotspots, especially passwordless. So, for example, if you're going to log in and do banking, probably not good to do that from the free hotspot in the airport.
Okay, so all that makes sense to me. But I have to admit, there's this funny thing when we talk about the dangers of using something like public Wi-Fi for me, because in a sense, there's this feeling that, well, there's dangers everywhere. You know, somebody could rob my house at any given point, and yes, I lock the door, but I don't have a fancy security system. And the same with my phone. There's this hope for me that there's so many people out there that the convenience of maybe getting to use something like public Wi-Fi outweighs the dangers in the sense that I just might luck out and not be targeted.
Well, let me give you a little bit of ease.
Okay, good.
The bad news is that bad guys are out there. They're being sponsored by countries and companies now. So there are serious people out there. So that's bad. The good news is that we all view the utility of this, and the good guys are coming up with better and better defenses. For example, what I mentioned before about showing images, and there are other two-factor authentication logins. So more and more, at least important sites, are requiring higher levels of security than just logging in with the app. But you have to be aware of it. I mean, you can't just, you know, if somebody puts up, hey, here's Bank of America, and you just don't pay attention, don't look for the locked icon, the security icon, well, you know, they're probably going to trick you.
Well, Rob, thank you for both scaring me and reassuring me. I appreciate it.
It's a dangerous world out there, Taylor.
Rob Fleischman is Chief Technology Officer at ZeroCol and our Chief Explainer of All Things Wired. We've got Rob's tips for safe surfing at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.
Been looking for that. All I ever really wanted was Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. All I ever really wanted was Wi-Fi.
All right, anyway, from Minute Maid to Tropicana, Florida Natural to Dole, each brand of orange juice has a very distinct flavor. But how does the industry achieve such consistent flavor if all that juice is coming from the same oranges? We'll find out when Word of Mouth continues.
This ain't nothing in life free, but what about Wi-Fi?